Despised and Rejected by Rose Alatini, read by Robin Holdaway. Foreword. Despised and Rejected by Rose Alatini, writing as A.T. Fitzroy, appeared in May 1918. Its publication led to the prosecution of its publisher, C.W. Daniel, that same year. As a result, the book was seized and vanished from sight and was not republished in this country until 1988 by the Gay Men's Press. This Persephone Books edition marks the centenary of its first appearance. For a well-written novel supporting the pacifist cause and with its two main characters, a lesbian and a gay man, its fate was not surprising. It remained unknown for so long, partly because the story of the peace movement during the First World War is still largely untold. We know about the protests of soldiers like Siegfried Sassoon and Wilfred Owen, but they had been in combat, and their protest and their poetry could eventually be absorbed as part of our double standard on war and heroes. Those who had the courage to refuse to fight altogether and the terrible treatment they received are less easy to absorb and are regarded as best forgotten. There are parallels here with the French amnesia after World War II, both on collaboration and on the post-war suppression of the resistance movement because it was left-wing. In 1918, civilian opinion was still strongly pro-war and against the conscientious objectors. Adding gay and lesbian politics to a book was bound to cause problems. Other gay writers were more discreet and got away with it. Thus, John Buchan, in his war novel Mr. Standfast, 1918, gave a sympathetic portrait of a conscientious objector, Lancelot Wake. He used similar language to Despised and Rejected to identify Wake as gay. My type of man is not meant for marriage, for women must be in the centre of life, and we must always be standing aside and looking on. It is a damnable thing to be born left-handed. But he had Wake die a hero's death as a non-combatant, a solution that Rose Alatini would not have accepted. And Buchan wrote from a safe position within the establishment. The minor themes and ideas in his novels would not cause any outcry. Despised and Rejected was remembered just among lesbians and gays. But in researching this piece, I discovered how little was known about the author, how the book came to be written, and why it was prosecuted. It is listed in the bibliographies of Barbara Greer's The Lesbian in Literature and Ian Young's The Male Homosexual in Literature, with its author identified as Rose Law Alatini. Jeanette Foster, who didn't miss much, gave it 2 out of 3 for its positive view of lesbianism. She also records the author's marriage to composer Cyril Scott. Most other references to the book seem to rely on Peter Fryer's Private Case, Public Scandal about banned books in the British Museum. Fryer says the book was suppressed for alleged obscenity and describes it as the first open homosexual novel in English. Both these statements are untrue. A.C. Benson's Memoirs of Arthur Hamilton by Christopher Carr has a 30-year start and a statutory unhappy ending. The Lee Shaw, 1912, by Rose Macaulay, long overdue for reprinting and with a happy ending, also has a good claim. But Rose Alatini's novel is the first where even the most obtuse reader could hardly fail to get the message. So much for the academics. Virginia Woolf's gossipy letters are more helpful. In February 1919, she says of Ottoline Morell, she has swooped down upon Rose Alatini. The authoress of Despised and Rejected had her to tea that afternoon and sucked from her the history of her illicit amour, so that at last Rose Alatini put up her hands, turned a deathly white and said, "I'm afraid I'm about to faint. I've eaten nothing all day." Upon which Ott burst a bag of bath buns, which she happened to have by her, and fed her with them until she was recovered. But Alatini won't do. She is a disagreeable creature. I sense a Bloomsbury nose out of joint here. Rose Alatini also appears as a minor figure in the 20s on the musical and literary scene, usually as an appendage of her husband. At this point, help arrived from Nicholas Walter. The well-known activist and anarchist who was an expert on banned books died in 2000. He approached both book and pub